Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time in 84, everybody, including the NRA, thought background checks made sense. Remember that? Remember those good old days? It made sense. Keep guns out of the hands of those folks.
I am very optimistic about Iraq. I think it's going to be one of the great achievements of this administration.
Are you aware that you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people.
No, he called all those folks who walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis, shouting hate, their veins
bulging. But he said specifically that he was condemning them.
He did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. Anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags.
I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. People that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
This, the senator made a very moving and eloquent speech as a son of the Confederacy, acknowledging that it was time to change and yield to a position that Senator Carol Moseley Braun raised on the floor of the Senate, not granting a federal charter to a organization made up of many fine people who continue to display the Confederate flag as a symbol.
Look for Snopes to say it's true. I mean, if Biden says it, it's got to be true. I mean, 2.5 million Americans died of COVID. I mean, well, he said.
And a lot of people you have unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Joe Biden rewrites history, tells Wisconsin audience a black guy invented the light bulb. I love it.
We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay?
Louis Howard Latimer, born September 4th, 1848, was an African-American inventor and patent draftsman for the light bulb and telephone. In 1881, Latimer, along with Joseph Nichols, invented a light bulb with a carbon filament, an improvement on Thomas Edison's original paper filament, which would burn out quickly. And he sold the patent to the United States Electric Company in 1881.
I mean, this cultural appropriation that white people never done anything good, that's going on in Europe and in the BBC, where all the shows now show ancient Britons and like half of them are black. There weren't any black people in Britain 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, it was a Roman colony, and the people were slaves, and they lived in stone houses and huts. I mean, it's just like the Africans were. I mean, it's just total, absolute crap, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not taking something away from black people. The mental illness of the left making movies where you'll see ancient Rome and a third of the people are black. There were some black people there, maybe one out of 1,000. But the Romans took white slaves, so they didn't have black slaves from the African slave trade. The Arabs liked black slaves. The Romans wanted white slaves for whatever reason. That's why they were in Albion. That's why they were in Gaul. That's why they were in Germania. That's why they were in the kingdoms of the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. But again, that's history. It's all being rewritten mindlessly because you can't have any European history. You can't have any of that. No. All right, folks. We're getting a lot of phone calls. People are noticing that most of the video and audio streams are down. We are on satellite, on radio and TV stations, but we're under massive sustained attack out of communist China. I told you this is going on for weeks. I told you it gets more intense each day, so here we are.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, a major coup plot hatched by Republican and Democrats in the deep state, led by General Mattis, has come out in mainstream news. It's in Bob Woodward's book, but Bob Woodward says he's a hero and a good guy for it. So it's about the only thing that's true in the book. The rest of it is a bunch of garbage, and I have all the evidence right here. So we're going to be laying all of that out more here today. Now, they're planning another military coup, but they can't get the general military to be part of it. But Trump warned just this last weekend, he said, a lot of the generals don't like me because they've, you know, sold the country out. But the troops love me. The soldiers love me. In fact, let's get that queued up. So remember, Trump was saying that. And he said a month ago, I've ended one-sided trade deals with China where middlemen buy 90% of our drugs that are overpriced and rip us off. So this should bring down our cost upwards of half because it's all middlemen that set up the deals. And who are the middlemen? The globalists. Why do we pay the most for drugs in the world? Because most of our drugs are made overseas. Most of those are made in China. And it's a ripoff. And Trump's like, you're not ripping us off. 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 So he said, they're going to try to take me out. And I said then, I said, that is the bat signal. Now, I'm just going to say this here, and then I'll get into this other big news next segment. The globalists have tried to go around and harass all of our AM and FM affiliates and TV stations, and it hasn't worked. In fact, a lot of the stations we were on at night, they said, oh, you're threatening us not to have Alex Jones on? We'll just put him on primetime. And so that's not worked on them. And so when they deplatformed us everywhere, they thought that would shut us down. It hurt us, but we were able, thanks to the listeners, spreading the word to circumvent that. And so we're on over 200 radio stations and over 100 cable and TV stations around the country, and I really should promote that more. For the point of, now we get daily hack attacks and daily DDoS denial of service attacks and zombie attacks where they hijack people's computers and attack us. I mean, it's ongoing. So we have a couple companies that help us. It costs a lot of money. And some of these attacks have been as big as anybody's ever seen. I mean, these are big attacks. But now there are like five types of attacks against InfoWars and three attacks against the store and, you know, two or three different types of attacks against Bandai Video probing. So the Chi-Coms working for the Democrats, so the Democrats have said want them to win. You know, the Chi-Coms openly are election meddling so they can shut us down on election day when Facebook and Google and Apple and Twitter have announced they're not going to let the Republicans or Trump say that they've won the election, even the numbers show they have. And they're going to contest it and plunge us into civil war. So they can't have InfoWars on the air when this happens in 53 days. And so this is a test on turning us off. And Brian Stelter's got drones above the building on a routine basis. I told you that a few years ago. It's on an HBO special, Stelter outside stalking us. They've got PIs.
They've got stalking teams. They've got payoff teams. They've tried to use Facebook to canvass any women that they think I ever knew and offer money to say I raped them. These women call up and say, I've never even met you, but the CNN's calling saying you raped me and they'll give me money. I mean, that's just what they're doing to me. This is organized criminal operations by the New York Times, by CNN, that are terrorist organizations that run Antifa. And they are criminally empowered. They have criminal energy. And the harassment of my family, the stalking, the lawsuits, all of it, I expect it. But when I get up here and I tell you that the attacks ramped up 10 times whatever it was, and I don't know how long we can hold on, that's not hyperbole. That's actually what's going on. But I understand it's because we're in a war for the very future of this country. We're all trained to think of ourselves individually, and I am an individualist. But I'm under attack. People are like, how are you taking it being deplatformed? I said, you're next. Now you are. Now they censor the president. And they've been incrementally turning up the heat. So we should probably play this video that Harrison Smith put together that's titled Why They Banned Alex Jones. It's 3 minutes long. We'll air it in the last 3 minutes of this segment. They tell me how long it is. I think it's 3 minutes. And I said this 2 years ago, and it's even more true today. That's why just for the radio and TV end, and us to get backups for you to get it when you can, we need capital in here because of some of the other strategic attacks they've got going on. I need to be able to plan and know how much energy, and that's what money is a symbol of energy I've got in this fight. So thank you all for the support since I fired the bat signal last Thursday. A lot of support's come in. It was even greater. It'd be better, but it's helped us make some decisions, and we're just going to go 110% into this. But just know, the war is now. This is not a game. Now listen to me. China is hoarding food, medicine, gold, silver, everything. Big article on Zero Hedge. What possible disruption is coming that requires China to start massive stockpiling of all possible commodities? Oil, you name it. You do that ahead of a war, ladies and gentlemen. They are making their move, okay? So we're just a leading, use a naval analogy, a scout ship. And so we go over the horizon, see a giant armada, it starts attacking us, and then we radio back. They don't say, how are you doing? How are you? We're like, get ready. There's this many ships. There's this many planes. They're coming fast. They're firing missiles. This is real, folks, okay? And so we're the leading edge of this. Everybody knows that, which is good. It's good to be in this position. I like it. It's actually exciting. But I'm just telling you, this is the big move. The enemy is going to try a coup. They're going to blow up power plants, set nukes off. I don't know anything. Race riots, false flags. We're in the season of war. America is fighting for its life. They're going to contest the election. This is absolutely horrible. The Justice Department's got a bunch of wimps in it. They're not in control of anything. And we are just sitting ducks to authoritarians. But I think God will help us. With providence, we'll make it out of this. But it's up to you now. But get your storable food and products now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up communist China in 1949. The communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Giant attack from communist China. InfoWarsStore.com is under attack. And I was talking to my IT people this morning, like 7 a.m., and I said, I'm surprised they haven't hit ban.video yet. Well, 11 a.m. Central, when the show started, they hit ban.video. Because all these are on different hubs, different servers, different systems, so that we have lots of ships out there in the fight. I've learned that a long time ago. Don't have all your eggs in one basket. And we've got newswars.com, and Paul Watson has summit.news. That's his site. And the enemy knows these are all targets. And, you know, we're just going to launch five more sites because of this attack. That's our rule. Cut one head off Hydra. Hydra grows more. Cut the starfish up. We grow more. We grow. And we're going to do more, too. Don't you worry. And we have a lot of stuff the enemy doesn't even know is ours. And not owned by me, but created by us. Created by the listeners and viewers and their support. Because I am in this fight to win, not to lose. And I'll just be honest. I love it when the official Communist Party of China says I'm an enemy. I love it when the globalist pedophiles say I'm an enemy. And I love it when they attack us. Because I don't like pain. I'm not a sadomasochist. But I do like being over the target and dishing out their destruction. And so I'm very, very excited about this. So let me tell you. You can't get the feeds right now at band.video. But if you go to infowars.com, or you go to newswars.com with this article, breaking, General Mattis plotted with Democratic Party to overthrow U.S. government and install deep state dictatorship. That's even in the Washington Post, but they're saying it's a good thing. So they're now mainlining a coup off of the last planned coup they had. That has our backup feeds. We've got other backup feeds. We'll sure they'll attack those. We've got some other backup feeds from other servers and other systems. So right now, we've got a backup feed in there of audio and video, so you can say, hey, this site is under attack. InfoWars is under attack for what they're saying, exposing the coup plan against Trump. This site's under hack attack for exposing the coup plot by the communist Chinese against Trump. That's what you tell them is what it is. And my crew's great, but there is a problem being in the trenches this long. We've been getting massive attacks that have been escalating the last few weeks. And I walked around and met with IT, and I said, we ought to write some articles. We're under attack, so folks know. And they go, let's not make a big deal about it. And now that most of the sites are down, I'm walking around, and people are working. They're writing articles. They're doing research. It's like, because they've been around this so long that when the Huffington Post and this group funded by Soros that's going to contest the election comes out and says the main threat's InfoWars, because they'll say we're stealing the election, they'll challenge us, and they'll expose that a bunch of the electors for Joe Biden are connected to pedophilia. That's what they war-gamed 2 days ago, and they said we want Jones off air in official articles in Buzz. I mean, there it is right there, the Daily Beast. The left secretly preps for Make America Great Again violence after Election Day. And then you read the article, print it again for me. They say the main threat is InfoWars. What do you think they're doing? I'm not up here saying that they think I'm the main threat because it's fun and I want to be the big guy. And I want everybody to go, oh, you're so smart, Alex. I am tickled pink that Tucker Carlson gets it, the Gateway Pundit gets it, that Sean Hannity gets it, that Rush Limbaugh sounds just like me. They don't sound just like me because I just made this up. I'm dialed into what's going on. And yeah, it sounds radical to get up on the air and say, General Mattis with McMaster. Let's get Roger Stone on immediately. We got Dr. Steve Pachinik already wanted it. You usually can't get Pachinik on, but whenever the stuff's going on, he called us and wanted it on. It's like, as soon as I go, oh, Pachinik will call today. Yeah, Pachinik wants on today. And he used to run overthrow governments. I mean, he was high level. One of the founders of Delta Force, you name it. I mean, he's been the real deal, not the fake spies and all that fake crap. He's been the real deal. But what we're getting at here is this is an existential threat to the country and everybody right now. And so I just said to the producer of the show, I said, hey, call Pachinik and ask him on his Twitter to put out that InfoWars under massive hack attack for exposing coup plots against Trump. And then I'm going on live right now with him, you know, from Pachinik's voice. And, you know, I walked around. I aired that little tape earlier, and I walked around. And I said, hey, you know we're under Chinese government attack. You can go talk to the server guys. They've got all the logs. We might want to make it a big deal that the Democrats say we're the main threat, should be taken off air, because we're blocking their attempt to challenge the electors and steal the election and cause a civil war. And again, they're like, Jones knows our plan. We've got to stop him, the main enemy. The main enemy cares about us. The main enemy knows we're dangerous. The main enemy knows we know what we do. But we're so close to it, everybody's like, yeah, there could be firebombs. There could be 1,000-pound bombs dropping on this building. And I love my crew. They are so used to being in the middle of this that they don't even care. It's like Colonel, whatever his name is, in Apocalypse Now, that's actually based on real people. It's a composite. What's the name of the Colonel in Apocalypse Now? And everybody's just shooting at him, and explosions are going off around him, and he doesn't even care because he's done it so long. Colonel Kilgore, that's the name, I won't remember. And that's based on the real head of the air cab, the famous colonel that did all that stuff. But this is what we're dealing with here. And our listeners have gotten used to it. Oh, 50 DNC lawsuits. Oh, all the attacks. Oh, all the dirty tricks. Well, that's just Jones. He can just handle it. I want you to understand that we are a canary in the coal mine, that we are a bellwether, that we are a weather vane. And normally, you know, the weather vane is up there on top of the roof of the church or the building, and maybe it's a chicken or a rooster or a whale or a fish or a bull. But when the wind blows, it lets you know which way it's blowing. The weather vane's bent down. The wind's so strong. It's never been like that. So I'm just trying to tell everybody, hey, I'm sitting here at the helm of this, and I can tell you, we got fire coming out the sides here. And I'm just trying to even get, because I figured it out, if I can't even get my crew excited about this, then I can't get anybody excited about it. But see, that's a microcosm of all of us. With mass Stockholm syndrome, myself included, we become accustomed to abuse, accustomed to pain, and instead of getting mad about it and overcoming it, we just learn to deal with it. I don't mind the pain. Well, I don't mind the pain, but I don't want to be under the pain if it means my legs are being eaten off by a bunch of demonic globalist gremlins. And so they don't want us on air, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got the enemy's number. We've got the data. We've got the Death Star codes. We've got the blueprints. We got it all! And I'm happy for the crew, who are great, hardworking folks, and I love them, to be oblivious in the middle of this. That's good. They're the best crew we ever had. But you've also got to then not adapt to not making it a big deal when, like, oh, Jones just got his head blown off in the parking lot. Well, that's no big deal. We expected that. Because we're so used to all their previous attacks that when the big one hits, this is a tactic, we don't respond because we're so used to being punched in the nose and pedophiles on TV saying, we're going to screw your son on Netflix for real. We got your 10-year-old. We're going to have sex with him right now. We're going to kill babies. We're going to devil worship. Pedophilia is good. It's all throwing it in your face to make you give up. Don't give up. I know you're not even giving up where you accept it, but you give up where you just tune out. No! Don't tune out. Just grab the electrical cords. Because now is the time to fully face it and get into it and not to tune out any of it. You must take it all on now.
This is going to become
down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Right now, there is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Thank you. Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. The enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am not a sadomasochist. I'm not a masochist. I don't like to feel out pain. I like to feel out pleasure. But I like to get tyrants off my back. And I do get a little bit of satisfaction when they're broken beneath my feet. And we've got big IT companies. We've got Cloudflare. We've got the biggest companies out there. And we have been hit the last few weeks accelerating up by some of the largest private attacks ever. And it's all out of communist China. And I'll just tell you, I'm proud of that. I'm proud that the Daily Beast and that CNN and on top of that, the Huffington Post came out and said that this group funded by Soros that's going to coordinate all the uprisings and the, quote, transition to Biden getting into office, that group's main fear is that Alex Jones and InfoWars, and that means Roger Stone, part of that, is going to expose Soros and pedophile rings and corruption. In fact, let's put those articles up if we can. We have an InfoWars article about it. We also have the Daily Beast and others. Why do they fear us? Because they know we've got their number. Now, I already wanted to get Roger Stone on today about this, but I saw it last night, and he's suddenly able to come on. I really appreciate him. Talk about a almost political prisoner, but secretly, you know, investigated, lied about, financially bankrupted. And I'm in the same position. He knows the inside baseball. We're not at liberty to get into it at this point, but there is a massive harassment campaign against everybody that they see on the inner orbit of Trump. Everyone they see is loyal. And here is Roger Stone, who first exposed McMaster and Fiona Hill, and then General Mattis, saying that Mattis and others may have been part of the coup plot. Now it's in Woodward's book. I know most of Woodward's book is bull. We'll walk that through and unpack that with Roger Stone. But the way he fawns over the attempted coup plan, which we know was going on, because right at the time this was happening, they were on the news saying there may be a coup, getting us ready. And Roger Stone and I'll just tell you, we're loyal Americans to ourselves, to our families, to the president, which I don't see as a heroic effort. People call Roger a hero. They call me a hero. The reason I say that is I don't want to be seen as a hero. It's normal. You know, it turns out the FBI, under the control of the deep state, reached out to over 2,000 people. It's in the Senate report and others. And they couldn't get one American to take Russian money. They tried to get me to take Russian money. Oh, yeah. It's been reported to the FBI.
They sent fake informants at Roger, everybody he knew. They couldn't get one American to take this Russian money. It wasn't Russian money. And this is before this was even a story. This was in the campaign. They couldn't get, they had to set up Carter Page and CIA operatives that had a job to spy on Russians and say, oh, look, he met with Russians because it was his job. And then, no, he was innocent. No, General Flynn's a patriot and a hero. And Roger Stone is a hero, what he's gone through and the way he's been stalwart about it. But it really is just our duty. But Roger, I had to get you on just because 50 something days out and the attacks on us have never been anywhere near this. And it's a bellwether for the contested election. And the main Soros group says that they see us as the main enemy. Roger Stone, what do you make of the coup plot against America? I mean, even Zero Hedge gets it right. Mattis wanted to overthrow the U.S. government. I mean, that's what this is. I know we were working on Roger's audio earlier. Roger, can you hear me? Let's just go with phone. Let's go with phone like I originally wanted, guys, okay? Let's just do that. Okay, well, Roger, can you hear me? Yes, he didn't hang up. He's on the line, guys. He just doesn't have audio.
I'm with you.
Yes, you're there. Thank you, sir. Okay, Roger, what do you make of the coup attempts and everything that's happening?
Well, Alex, it's kind of ironic because you predicted this decades ago. Literally decades ago. For almost three decades, I guess you have been saying, as I have, that this moment would come. And now it's here. And it's multifaceted. First of all, they use their fake news media outlets to destabilize the president. I'll give you an example. Atlantic Magazine reports that there are four unidentified sources who will not come forward by name because they fear retribution, who say that the president denigrated members of our military. The guy who wrote this, Jeff Goldberg, is a proven congenital liar. He has a journalistic history of making things up that are not true. Atlantic Magazine has no proof of this whatsoever. But Alex, let me tell you what I heard. I have four anonymous sources who work at Atlantic Magazine. They're afraid to come forward, of course, because of retribution. But they tell me this story was completely and totally fabricated. How do you like that?
Well, we know it was, and I'm glad we got on the line. We'll come back next segment, give you the floor to talk about Jeffrey Goldberg, who I know came here and visited me 6 years ago, never wrote a story, wrote a story a few months ago that almost none of it was true. And so does he work for the Israelis, or who does he work for?
I think he works in the larger sense for the deep state. First, of course, he works for himself. There's a lot of money in denigrating Donald Trump. Now you have this latest flap with Bob Woodward. Why would anyone believe anything he says? He lied about Watergate. He lied about the death of John Belushi. He lied about Bill Casey in the Reagan administration and his coverage of Iran-Contra. He's been caught lying again and again and again, but yet the entire fake news media, like Blackbird's on the phone wire, they all jump on this story.
All right, Roger, back in a few minutes. We'll get into it right now with Roger Stone.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Roger Stone joins us exclusively from the road. On AP, Reuters, all of them have the headline, Mattis planned military coup against the president with bipartisan group. Incredible how much of it's true. Well, we know they were planning a coup. It was Roger Stone on this show over 2 years ago said Mattis with McMaster was planning a 25th Amendment coup. And then we've got all of the DNC and this new Soros group saying the main threat's InfoWars. And they want us taken off the air because they're going to contest the election. And they're worried that we'll expose it. Wow. Roger Stone, I know that you're on the road, very busy person. Thanks for joining us with your analysis. Total vindication of you, my friend. You're the person that exposed Mattis and Fiona Hill and McMaster actually 2.5 years ago, my friend. And they tried to put you in prison because of it.
Well, in total exoneration for InfoWars, because we are the clarion call to keep the people up to date on what's really going on. As Fox has been co-opted, as obstacles are put in the way through internet censorship to the truth, InfoWars continues to break through. And we're not going to quit, so they forget that. Alex, this is Armageddon. We're there. This is the place you predicted for 3 years we were headed. They will pull out all stops. There is no act illegal, immoral, or outrageous that the deep state will not utilize in an attempt to steal back the American government, which to their shock they lost control of in 2016. It is absolutely true that Generals Mattis and former General McMaster canvassed a number of the Trump cabinet members, recognizing they needed a majority of the cabinet and the approval of Mike Pence, the vice president, to remove the president. Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was actively involved in trying to line up cabinet members who would sign on. The entire coup attempt collapsed when Nikki Haley blew the whistle, refused to join the coup, and told the president. Not because she's a hero, but because she's a neocon looking down the road and understands the popularity of Trumpism within the Republican Party.
Well, yeah, she knows what happened to the people that stabbed Julius Caesar to death. It didn't end well.
Exactly. So we are now in a situation in which they're telegraphing their punches. Trump is going to lose the election. He's going to refuse to leave the White House. The military is going to replace him. Pelosi has said it. Schumer has said it. Nadler has said it. Schiff has said it. Biden has said it. Kamala has said it. Let me translate it for you. You are going to try to steal the election, and if you think that Trump and his supporters are going to stand down and let that happen, you're dreaming. Dreaming. What's needed now, Alex, is not a plan for election day, because there's new stories from the New York Times about how the Trump campaign has squandered millions and millions and millions of dollars and is going to be financially short in the closing weeks. Blow my mind. Just blow my mind. We also know that super PACs supporting Joe Biden have raised over $800 million, where super PACs supporting President Trump have raised only $200 million. So we will be outgunned in the close, but I still honestly believe in my heart that if only voters who are entitled to legally vote because they are citizens vote, and they vote once, Donald Trump will be elected president. The ballots in Nevada on election night should be seized by federal marshals and taken from the state. They are completely corrupted. No votes should be counted from the state of Nevada if that turns out to be the provable case. We can prove voter fraud in the absentees right now. Send federal marshals to the Clark County Board of elections, Mr. President. It's all there.
Roger Stone, that was my next question. What does Trump need to do with 53 days out? Because it's clear they think they can steal it. They said they're going to oppose it. Big Tech, Zuckerberg says they're going to launch it for weeks or months, hold it up. I mean, that's their plan. How do we counter this?
The president should call former Congressman Bob Barr, and he should ask him. He should appoint him a special counsel. He should order his appointment as a special counsel with a specific task of forming an election day operation using the FBI, federal marshals, and Republican state officials across the country to be prepared to file legal objections and, if necessary, to physically stand in the way of criminal activity.
Exactly. And the whole Democrat strategy is if federal officers or locals enforce election law, that's criminal and that's blocking votes when they have bombed the country with 80 million basically fake ballots to gum things up on purpose. And the Clintons are now, as you said, chortling, admitting that they have a military plan once the election is in question to remove Trump. Is that wishful thinking, or they have a small cadre and they're trying to act powerful? What's the plan?
I don't want to overplay the facts here, but if someone will study the president's authority in the Insurrection Act and in his ability to impose martial law, if there's widespread treaty, he will have the authority to arrest Zuckerberg, to arrest Tim Cook, to arrest the Clintons, to arrest anybody else who can be proven to be involved in illegal activity. I do not advocate preventive detention, but people who commit crimes, I think they can continue to get away with it because we have two-tier justice, are just wrong.
Well, let's be clear. When we have Chi-Com-backed big tech running slave camps in China, belligerently trying to steal the election, and they've pressed the attack, and they won't stop. They believe in a game of chicken. They're about to win. I've never heard you, and I've seen you back 40 years ago on TV, talk like this. You're not an alarmist. You're a realist. This is the wheelhouse they've taken us to.
Well, the Republican structure in the states and nationally is not prepared for the aftermath of this election, legally or politically. They're not prepared. There's going to be widespread, obvious, blatant, flagrant illegality. The authority exists to stop that. It will have to be used if necessary. I'm not jumping the gun, but I can just tell you right now, the votes from Nevada should not be counted. They are already flooded with illegals. If Harry Reid is involved, take Harry Reid into custody and charge him. This is not complicated, and it is 100% legal. Governor Sisolak is a punk. He should not face down the president of the United States. Governor, this is the president. I have just nationalized your state police. You follow me?
Well, and they've got groups marching everywhere saying death to America and burning down police stations. I mean, they're really making their move, Roger. Why do you think the big Democrat websites, Daily Beast, all of them have come out and said they're particularly worried about InfoWars challenging their electors, the ones for Biden, because they say they're going to, just like last time, try to target Trump electors with threats, and they're claiming that we're going to be threatening them. We know Pelosi's daughter tried to get me arrested 4 years ago claiming I harassed electors. I didn't know such thing. I said what she was doing was criminal.
Again, it's always with these groups, projection. It's projection. But if the Daily Beast is involved in provably seditious and illegal activities, their entire staff can be taken into custody and their office can be shut down. They want to play war. This is war. I'm for a legal election. Everything I'm going to be involved with in terms of helping Donald Trump get elected will be perfectly transparent and legal. They cannot say that. The average age of the person who writes for the Daily Beast is, the average IQ, pardon me, is probably 75. They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you said it. They're playing war, saying they're going to kill everybody and overthrow everything and end the country, which is completely psychotic, while saying we're the traitors in bed with the Russians, and they've rebooted the whole Russia canard again, as you know, with Coates running around putting that out, saying, well, he felt like Trump that Trump might be under Putin's control.
But Dan Coates is a moron. Dan Coates, I challenge him publicly to take an IQ test and publish the results. I'd like to go back to the personnel files and see who it is that recommended his appointment to the president. Nothing the man says can be believed. He is a deep state stooge with an IQ of 70.
How big is it, though, that the coup plot that you and I first reported on has now been confirmed by them so Woodward can promote it as the solution, as if Mad Dog Mattis is a good guy?
I actually think they hurt the chances of pulling this off. Force will be met with force. That's the way this is going to have to work. It's really unfortunate. I'm not an advocate of that. I'd like to have an honest election in which the real winner takes office. The real winner will not be Joe Biden. There is too much voter fraud already going on in Florida and Nevada.
StoneDefenseFund.com, Stone Cold Truth. I know you're going into a meeting and you've got to go. I'll talk to you and say bye during the break. If you can do 5 more minutes, you can. If you can't, I understand. But I want to ask you then about what you expect in this election and what Trump can do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.